Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 5, Antyakanda, verse, text 443, this pastimes of Nityananda's traveling Sankirtan party, TSKP, traveling Sankirtan party, something like that, Sankirtan party. And he's going to Saptagram. Katyadine taki Nityananda karadhahi Saptagrama ailena sarvaganasai. After passing some days at Kadadahagram, Nityananda went with all his six associates to Saptagram. Saptagram, as it implies, is actually seven villages. Se Saptagrame ache Saptarishistan Jagate vidita se trivene gattanam. In his village of Saptagram, there is a place associated with seven sages, known throughout the world as Triveni Ghat. So in Allahabad we have the Triveni. Historically, the three rivers that were flowing through India thousands of years ago, Saraswati, Ganga, and Jamuna, they all converged and mixed into one stream, Nadi, in Allahabad, and UP. That's the Triveni means, like we have Veni, tree veni, a veni means a braid. A veni is where three things come together, or well, some river or something comes together, tree veni. So that's a holy place. So apparently in this West Bengal, there's also some tree veni. And apparently years ago, the Yamuna River was also flowing there somehow or other. It's told in the purport. Se Ganga Gate Purve Sapta Rishigan Tapakari Pailena Govinda Charan. The Sapta Rishis, what they call in the sky, there's something called the Big Dipper. At nighttime, when you look at the stars, they call it the Big Dipper. Dipper means, in English, means a ladle. A ladle, a big chumach. It looks actually more like a pot. And there's one point here, and one point here, and then one point here like this. There's four points like that. They're like that above each other and parallel. And it's a big configuration. And then going up from one of them, there's three that goes, there's one, two, three. It looks like when you dipper for dipping doll, you know, dipper. It's not straight. It's not like four points in a straight line. It goes like a dipper. A dipper sometimes has a hook on it or whatever. So that those are stars. But they say that light is actually, these are actually the planets of the seven rishis. The Big Dipper seen in the evening sky, like what do they call it? It's not an akshatra per se. It's a star configuration of seven stars. Is actually the planets of the Saptarishis. And the Saptarishis, I believe, are the Manasaputra of Lord Brahma. Seven sages that were born from his mind. And they're very powerful, great sages. And they, apparently, they went to this place, West Bengal, to perform some austerities. And so consequently, there's a very holy place because of the presence of Ganga, naturally, and formerly, apparently, the Saraswati or Yamuna was there in some form. So they did austerities there, and they attained Govinda, Govinda Charan. So everyone, they had the right objectives. The goal of all austerities should be realization of God. Tina Devi Seistani Ekatra Milan Janavi Jamuna Saraswat Tira Sangam. The three goddesses Janavi, which is Ganga Mata, Yamuna and Saraswati emerged together at this place. So apparently this place is also called Triveni. Prasida Triveni Gat Sakala Bhuvan Sarapaksh Sarva Papa Kshaye Haya Janardarashane, this place is famous throughout the world as a place of pilgrimage. In West Bengal, Triveni Ghat, which is in the village of Saptagram, where the seven villages. By taking darshan of this place, all one's sins are destroyed. So I guess everyone should book a ticket for Calcutta and really go there and have darshan of this Saptarishi Gan, or what do you say, Gram, and take bath there in these Triveni. But if one can't afford a plane ticket to India, then he can sit down in front of Tulsi and chant Namabhas, and also get free from all his sins. And we get liberated from his sins just by chanting Namabhas. So this is the preferred Triveni. Triveni means the confluence of three rivers. So in the holy name of Krishna, we have the Triveni of three rivers of mercy. The name of Ram, Krishna, and Radha. Hare Krishna and Ram. This is the Triveni. So we'll bathe in this Triveni and everything will be done. We'll not only get free from all our sins by chanting the holy name, but we'll attain Krishna Prema and get liberated also. Nityananda Prabhu Vara Paramanande Se Gate Sana Karilena Sarva Brinde Udarana Datta Bhagyavantara Mandire Rahilena Tata Prabhu Triveni Ratire. Nityananda and all his traveling party took bath in this Triveni Ghat in great ecstasy. Nityananda stayed on the bank of the Triveni at the house of the most fortunate Udarana Dhat. So Udarana Dhat was a great devotee of the Lord. And he's one of the Dwadasa Gopals. I believe he's one of the 12 coward boys in Krishna Leela associating regularly with Balaram. Udharana Dat. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's name was Dat. Kedarnath Datta. Bimala Prasad Datta. That was the name of Bhakti Siddhanta. Bimala Prasad. Because there's a deity in Jagannath Puri in the temple itself, of the main temple of Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. And the Parikrama Marg, there's a deity of Bimala Devi. And she's the first one to receive the offerings to Jagannath. They go to Bimala Devi. And from Bimala Devi, they go to Anand Bazar. So we're actually getting Bimala Prasad, Bimala Mahaprasad. She's a Shakti of Jagannath. And she's a very powerful deity, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to her to have a ray of Vishnu as his son. And she blessed him with Bhakti Siddhanta. So out of respect for Bimala Devi, considering that this 10th son, or whichever number it was, 7th or 8th son, child, would be an illustrious, empowered representative of the Lord, empowered representative of pure bhakti, he was regularly praying to Bimala Devi when he took darshan of Jagannath. And she gave the prasad. She gave her mercy, her grace. And her grace and mercy took the form of a child, a ray of Vishnu, Vishnu Kiran. And that Vishnu Kiran is none other than Bimala Prasad Datta. I don't know if they're related to Udarana Datta, but it's the same name. So as the standard of Vrindavanas Thakur, he's introducing a place and some characters or actors or devotees. And then, of course, he'll describe about the qualities of Udarana Datta. Who is this person? Who, what, when, where, and why? Well, the where is West Bengal. Where in West Bengal? Saptagram. Well, who's there? Nityananda and his traveling party of six devotees, and who else is going to interact with them? Who will be the first person that they meet? First they go to a holy place, which is standard. Whenever you go to some village, you say, is there any prominent deity in this town? Is there any holy, famous holy place here? This is the way of devotees. They may go anywhere, but they want to find the Lord. Somehow they may have to go to Bombay for some preaching or other engagement. Maybe they're making some movie about Krishna consciousness and there's a good editing firm and over there in Bombay. So they may go there for that seva to that studio. But while they're staying with their guests in Bombay, they'll say, is there any famous, very ancient deities of Shiva or Hanuman or very powerful holy places here I'd like to visit some, especially if they're, especially Leela Stalis of Krishna or Ram and Bhagavan. They'll say, oh yes, there's this famous place here and there. Hanuman did austerities in this mountaintop. And so then you'll make a point to try to go there. So this is the example. Nityananda, he's not just running to the house of Uddharananda Thakur, but he's immediately going, taking a bath. There's a holy place. If one goes to a holy place, he should firstly take a bath there and take darshan of the prominent deities and mandirs, and then of course associate with the Damvasis and the Pandits and Brahmins and devotees of that place and hear about the glories of that holy Tirtha. So what was the qualities of Uddharananda? We know where we are, we know who we met, but what is this person? How does he act? How does he speak? How does he think? And then of course we'll be asking why. Our curious minds will be asking all these questions as we pour through the verses of an ongoing story. Who's doing what here? Well, Nityananda and his party of six are traveling. Well, where are they going? They're going somewhere in West Bengal by foot. Well, where are they now? Oh, Vrindavan Das Thakur tells us they're in Saptagram. Oh, what's going on there? Oh, there's a holy place there. Ganga Saraswati Jamuna, the Triveni, God, famous. And, oh, what happened there? What's so big of a, why are they going to Saptagram? Oh, we don't know? Sapta means seven villages. And that's named after the seven great rishis, Sapta rishis, the mental sons of Brahma. They somehow came there and performed austerities in a previous age. So it's a very extraordinary tirtha and holy place. So that's why they're going there. Why are they going there? Because it's a holy place and they're devotees and they're traveling. So when devotees travel from city to distribute books, if there's a holy place in between, they stop there. I know there's traveling parties in India and they're going from Bombay to Nagpur or this place, that place, the big cities for distribution. And then we asked him, how was your distribution? Oh, on the way where there was this holy place of Hanuman and this and that, we stopped there for a few hours and we saw so many holy places on traveling Sankirtan. So they're on traveling Sankirtan and they're stopping at a holy place. And now they're visiting someone there. Kaya mano vakke nityanandera charan bhajilena akaitave ndata udharan. Uddharananda sincerely worshipped the feet of Nityananda with his body, mind, and speech. That's full service. That's what we call a full service center. Everything under one roof. Body, mind, that's called Seva Mall. They have these advertisements for mall. Come to our mall, everything under one roof. We have a food court, which I never heard until I came to India. I heard of a tennis court and a basketball court. I play tennis on the court and you play basketball, but I never heard of a food court. I've heard of a restaurant and many restaurants, but food court, all right, fair enough. I'm a little dated in my understanding of the world, ancient person, but this person was everything under one roof, full service center. Kaya Vakyamano, his body, mind, and words were fully engaged in pure devotional service for the pleasure of Nityananda. And that means Balaram and Radha and Krishna and all the Vaishnavas and everybody. I don't know this person. So let's hear some more about Uddharananda. Nityananda Sarupara Seva Adhikar Pahilena Udharana Kiva Bhagya Tanra. He was extremely bhagya, fortunate, Udarandat achieved the opportunity of serving Nityananda Sarup. Seva Adhikara. He had the qualification, Seva Adhikara. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? He nevedana dara sakirana kat seva adhikara die koro nija dasi namo namo tulsi krishna prayasi namo namo. So we're praying to Tulsi Devi. He nevedana dara sakirana gatakara seva adhikara die koro nija dasi. We're asking for a lot of things there. In that one line, the devotees are asking for a lot. They're really asking for a lot from Tulsi Devi. I'm begging you, Nivedan. Hey, Nivedana, Sakya Anugata. I'm begging you, O Tulsi Maharani, I'm begging you to Sakya Anugata. I want to be a follower of the Sakis. Lalita Vishaka, Asta Sakhi Brinda, and Manjaris, the Nityapran Manjaris, Rupa and Rati Manjari, Labanga Manjari, Sri Rupa Manjari, etc. And then, Sevadikara, so first I'm begging that I can become a follower of them, Anugatya. And then I say, but I'm asking for this, but I don't even have the qualification. So at least, Sevadikara Diye Koro Nijadasi. Please give me the Adhikara, give me the qualification, eligibility, that I can become your Dasi, I can become your servant. This is how we pray to Tulsi Devi. So he's considered to be very fortunate to have the service of Nityananda. Nityananda Sarup, well, that no one can argue that point. It's very rare to attain the service of Nityananda Balaram. Even demigods like Brahma can attain. But his dear servant Udarandat Thakur received that opportunity. So this is a true measure of fortune. Bhagya. Bhagya. Kiva, kiva bhagya tanra. If one has attained the service of God, they're a really fortunate person. There are many so-called fortunate, wealthy, well-off individuals in the world. They don't have the service of God. They have the service of Maya. They're in the service of Maya. And in the Mayak world, they're considered to be very fortunate people. Oh, he's so fortunate. Why is he so fortunate? Because he has money. He's handsome and has good looks. And he comes from a high family. And he's a big house. And he's a very influential person in the community. So he's very fortunate. But then, and everyone is desirous to have the fortune that he has. Oh, he's so fortunate. Did you see his children? They're so wonderful. His wife. And he's really a fortunate person. This is how people speak in the modern world. But the devotees will look at him and say, oh, how unfortunate. One time, Prabhupada tells a story. There was a lawyer, C.R. Das. His name was C.R. Das. I believe. It's a Bengali name. He wasn't Krishnadas. He was fabulously wealthy. He was a lawyer during British times and very wealthy. And they wanted, the British government wanted him to go to England and practice. But he said, no, I'll stay in my Calcutta. And because he was so wealthy and so successful, he said, that they almost like an order. So he said, well, look, I'll give you a lot of money. So they gave lots of money to the British ruling government. Very wealthy. And one day he was sitting at his dining room table with his wife being served some prasadam or whatever, food. And he had his head in his hands, his elbows on the table, and he's looking out the window. Very downcast and sad. And looking, he was just looking into the, seemingly into the space. And his wife came and said, oh, Prabhu, why are you looking so unhappy and so forlorn? What is troubling you so? What is your problem? You have everything. You have name, fame, fortune, wealth, beautiful family, influence in the British government and so much recognition. And you're such a successful, wealthy lawyer. And he said, actually, look out the window. And out the window, across the street, underneath a tree, there was one sadhu sitting there. He had just done madhukari. And he was sitting there, all he had was a small jolly around his shoulder, on his shoulder, hanging from his shoulder, a small bag, shoulder bag we call, or jolly I think, and a walking stick and a kamandalu. And that's all. And he was just very slowly and carefully taking a piece of dried chapati and eating it and looking so peaceful and smiling so happily and with great fulfillment and inner joy and inner peace. No tension, no anxiety, no worries, no cares. Taking shelter of this tree, the shade of this tree given by God. And he was really a happy person. And Siddhartha said, you see this sadhu? What does he have? And his wife said, he has nothing. He's Niskanchan. He said, well, look how happy he is. You're telling me I'm so fortunate. He is actually fortunate. He's fortunate. And I feel so forlorn and sad that I could not be like that. So what's considered, he was the envy of all the people in Calcutta, his wealth, his family, his beautiful wife and prestige. But he himself was unhappy and felt himself unfortunate. Udanaranda Thakur used Bhagya Vanta, Kiva Bhagya Tanara. And Vrindavanadas Thakur is saying, yes, he's fortunate. First he said, why is he fortunate? What makes him fortunate? God makes him fortunate. God makes anyone's life fortunate. And how does God make fortune in his life? Because God has allowed him, given him the privilege to serve him. Service is a privilege, not a right. So he has that adhikar, that eligibility and permission to serve the Lord. Seva adhikar. So he's really fortunate. I remember when we first joined ISKCON, and we got the idea from reading Prabhupada's books that human life is meant to serve Krishna. Any kind of service. Any menial service. Not a specific service. There's no big or small. Prabhupada conveyed the idea that all service is equal and Krishna accepts everything. Bhava Grahi Janardhan. He accepts the mood, the bhav, the transparency of the heart and motive behind the service. Whether it's, and he would often cite the story, Prabhupada would cite the story, whether it's the humble, seemingly insignificant servant of the squirrel carrying a little pebble to assist Ramachandra in building the bridge to Lanka. He was not asked to do it. He was not ordered to do it. He was not paid to do it. That squirrel was a volunteer worker, or sevite. And he saw, all the big monkeys, Hanuman Sugriv, they're throwing these huge mountains and boulders, and Ramachandra, God, he's trying to build some bridge here. I can understand, because I'm a squirrel and I make my nest and things like that. So he said, well, let me help. I want to do some seva. So he was carrying it in his little tiny squirrel mouth. Squirrel mouth can hold something about as big as a piece of millet or bajra. Gehun is too big for the squirrel's mouth. He can't handle it. He can't even carry a piece of gehun, even one kernel of wheat he cannot carry, but he can carry bajra, which is like millet, and he nibbles on that. And so he was carrying one of those and putting it in the water. Now how many of those will you have to put in the water to make a bridge for a whole army to walk on? It's impossible. But he was fastly going, running back and forth, this way, that way, this way, with his full energy, huffing and puffing, and his little tiny heart was going, and he was getting all his friends and his kitties, kitty squirrels, squirrel kitties, and Mrs. Squirrel, and Uncle Squirrel, and everybody. And they're running back and forth, up, back and pebble, pebble, pebble. And so after hours of collecting grains of sand and pebbles, they had made a bridge about 1 inch long and a half inch thick and half inch wide. So what's that? I mean, that's nothing. And then Hanuman was worried because he's a devotee. He doesn't want to hurt a flea. But he's throwing these big boulders and the squirrels are there dropping off their little pebbles and little tiny stones, and they almost got crushed on underneath these big boulders. And then besides, they're getting underfoot when Hanuman was jumping, and they said, "Oh, I almost stepped on you. Will you watch where you're going? You know, you stupid squirrel, get out of the way. You're a nuisance. You're not doing anything here. What are you doing?" And Hanuman's laughing, making fun. He said, "Just go out. If you want to do something good, get out of the way. Just watch from the sidelines or go somewhere else." And Ramachandra heard this. He said, "Ah, Hare, Hanuman. So no, this Guleri, Bhakta Guleri, a squirrel, he's serving full capacity, kaya mano vakya, full service station. He's giving full service, his body, mind, and words, his little squirrely words, you know, this, that. And maybe he's doing more service than you, because, you know, you throw one boulder, then you sit down and eat a few bananas here and there. Or whatever monkeys do, I don't know. Some chana, no, in Hanuman's case, he eats laddus, so much laddus he likes. So you sit down, eat a bunch of laddus, and you go back and pick a few mountains. But this squirrel is running all day long. I'm very pleased with his service, no matter how insignificant it is. He's really very fortunate squirrel. You know how fortunate he is? Watch this, Hanuman. So then, Ramchandra took his three fingers, index finger, middle finger, ring finger. He put on his back and he started stroking his back and he said, I'm very, very happy with your service. It's wonderful service. You're doing the best you can, giving it your full heart and full energy. You're not holding anything back. You don't have any second thoughts. You're surrendering fully to the order and you're giving me everything you have. I'm very pleased and satisfied." And when he stopped stroking the squirrel, it left the impression of his three fingers on the back. So the squirrel, even today, you see the squirrels in India, not overseas, only here. They have three racing stripes. I call them racing stripes. They have three white lines on the back. The body is gray, grayish brown, brown grayish. And there's three distinctive parallel lines. It's like I told you, the train of bhakti. So the squirrel's representing that, he's symbolic representation of the train of bhakti. The train of bhakti runs on three tracks. Hari Seva, Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva. So this was indicated by Ramachandra when he stroked the back of the squirrel in Ram Leela, being pleased with his help in the Setu Bandha, the bridge from India to Lanka. These three lines of the three fingers represent the three parallel lines of bhakti. Bhakti runs on three tracks, and you can see on the squirrel's back. That's solid proof. So he is fortunate who has the service of God. He's really a fortunate person. So we got the idea that any service was service. And we read Prabhupada's books, and so when we went to the temple, we said we want to do some service. We came one day, after Sunday morning or something. So I say, "Why you came? You came here." "Yeah, I read Prabhupada's books. And he said, I want to do service, devotional service. Can I do anything?" And we had the understanding that if you do anything and it's for Krishna, then it's devotional service. Especially if it's ordered and sanctioned, ordained by Vaishnavas and by Guru. It's not some mental concoction which may be off or wrong. So they said, "Yes, you know, you can cut these vegetables for the Sunday feast or this or that." And so we happily did that menial service of cutting vegetables and washing potatoes and scrubbing them and peeling them, this, that, for hours and hours, thinking that this is the perfection of life. I'm so fortunate. I'm so lucky. There's 25 million people in Los Angeles, and I'm one of those lucky ones that got to do service. I had the Seva Adhikar. I was given the eligibility to serve. And we really felt like that. And it was a very exhilarating feeling. I can't really describe it, how it is, how it feels to, because you work for so many bosses and so many places and you go here and there. And you do many kinds of works, work for your family, work for your teachers, work for your boss, work for your husband, wife. Work is work, and it has its own reactions and experiences. But seva, doing Krishna's seva, is something extraordinary, vibrates within the heart. One really feels the inner satisfaction. From doing a few hours of menial service for the pleasure of the Lord. And then he understands that this is fortunate life. I'm really fortunate. It's not commonplace. It's not ordinary. It's an extraordinary opportunity to serve the Lord. Janma janma nityananda saruparishvar. Janma janma udarano tanhara kinkar. Birth after birth, Nityananda Sarup was the master of Udharan Thakur. And birth after birth, Udharana Dutta was Nittai's servant. Jateka vanika kula Udharana haite pavatra haila dvidha nahika ihate. Banik tarite nityananda avatar, banik kere ndila prema bhakti adhikar, saptagrame sababani kera gare gare, apane nitai chanda kirtane bihare, banik sakala nityanandera charan, sarvabhave bhajilena laya charan, Vanik Sabara Krishna Bhajana Vanik Sabara Krishna Bhajana Dekite Mane Chamatkara Paya Sakala Jakate Nityananda Prabhuvara Mahima Par Vanik Adam Murkaje Kaila Nistar. There is no doubt that the business community was completely delivered by the presence of Udharan Thakur in Saptagram. He took his birth. Udharan Thakur appeared in a Suvarna Vanik community of bankers and gold merchants. This is considered to be a somewhat inferior community. Nevertheless, he was a recipient of Nityananda's mercy. The conclusion is that people from all different inferior communities have followed his example and gave up their respective family prestige and became worshippers of Nittai. Nittai advented to deliver the business community. That's very interesting. Banik Tarite, Baniya Tarana, Tarani, the Baniyas. Vanik means Baniyas, the Baishas, the Guptas, the Agarwals. So Nityananda has come for you, Mr. Agarwal. He's come to collect you. He's come to deliver you. How did he do it? Prema Bhakti Adhikar. He gave them the eligibility for develop ecstatic Krishna Prem, Prema Bhakti. Nitai Chand personally enjoyed Kirtan and all the houses of the merchants of Saptagram. So that's why he's saying he came especially for these business people. So Krishna consciousness is a businessman's religion. Baniyas are welcome. They have to give all their money to ISKCON so he can build more temples. Those Agarwals, and we're doing a good job at making sure they do. Every house he did kirtan. And what did they do in return? They all took shelter and worshipped him in all respects. Sarvabhave bhajilena. They took shelter And he did bhajan. What kind of bhajan? Full of bhav. Sarva bhav. Bhav bhajan. The baniyas can get pretty devoted. When a baniya gets a guru, sometimes he's really devoted. Baniya sakala nityananda charan. Sarva bhave bhajan. Engaged in worship of that person with all kinds of feelings and moods. Sarva bhav. Everyone was astonished. The people of the world became astonished on seeing the bhajan, Krishna bhajan deki. Banik sabhara Krishna bhajan deki. Chamatkara paya sakala jagat. Sakala jagat. All the other castes, the pandits, brahmins, Thakurs and Kshatriyas and Shudras and Chamaras and Bangis and all the other castes, they're just amazed. What is this? Nittai is really dispensing his mercy to these businessmen. And now they're dancing and they're doing Krishna bhajan. They're doing, look at this, deko, the pandits were saying, look at this, Agarwal is doing Krishna bhajan. Gupta is ringing a bell and offering artik. He's got a neat bead back around his neck. He's going on Braj Yatra. Yeah, this is a baniya. How did he get converted? How is it possible? He's only the money, he's a kripana. Never gave anything to anybody. He's stacking money and storing money, stashing here and there. Hiding everywhere. Opens accounts in the name of his grandchildren, his father, mother, nephew, cousin, dog, cat, bird, everything. Just to hide all the money. Pakka baniya. But now he's walking around with cartels, mridanga, doing shobhayatra every morning at sunrise. Hare Krishna, bum bum bum. Hare Krishna, bum bum bum. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And the people look out the window. Hare, that's Agarwal Sahib. Agarwal Sahib, that baniya, that sheep. I mean, no. for you, we make no profit. Voila. There's a fixed price shop, Agarwal. And he's ripping people off left, right, and center, ripping, bipping. And then now he's chatting to Hare Krishna with a bead bag and the cartels, Dolak and Mridanga. This is the mercy of Nittai. Unbelievable. It's chamatkar, it's astonishing. This proves that the glories of Nittai are apara mahima, unlimited glories. Because he delivered even the foolish, degraded merchants, the Adama Murkas, Nistar. Nistar. Jagat Nistar. The Baniyas are Adama. Adama Murkas. The Baniyas are Murkas, fools, and they're unfortunate and low. Saptagrame Prabhupada Nityananda Rai Gan Saha Sankirtana Karena Lilai. So the Sankirtan Lila of Nittai is rolling on in Saptagram. You continue enjoying Sankirtan pastimes with his associates in Saptagram. So we'll continue tomorrow hearing about the ecstatic glories of the Sankirtan party hits Saptagram. This is the Sankirtan newsletter. The Sankirtan report. Latest news. BBC. Nittai's party has arrived in Saptagram. And he's just delivered. He's gone house to house of all the baniyas. It's earth-shaking news. Well, they say, Breaking news. It's breaking news. Shaking news. It's breaking news. He's gone to every house in Saptagram and liberated all these Agarwals. Impossible task. These Murkas and these Adamas, he's made them fortunate souls. They're chanting and dancing. Nityananda Rama Ki Jai.